This is program number LW2517. I guess just about every kid in school has had to learn the Gettysburg Address, those words of Abraham Lincoln, now inscribed in marble in Washington, D.C. Hi, this is Larry West. Just after that awful battle there in Gettysburg, a woman showed up at the president's office one day asking to see Abraham Lincoln. The doorman said to the president that the woman had been crying and taking on for several days trying to see him. Let me tell you about her today. Her experience with the president is a lesson in, well, it's a lesson in compassion. You see, the woman's husband and all her three sons were in the army. She had lived on part of her husband's pay for a while, that is, until for some reason the money stopped coming. She was then having a hard time scraping up a living, and she needed desperately one of her boys in the army to help her. Well, the president invited her in, and he listened to her as he stood there at the fireplace, hands behind him, head bowed, motionless. The woman finished her plea for one of her three sons in the army. Then the president spoke slowly, and almost as if talking to himself alone. The words came. "I have two," he said, "and you have none." He crossed the room, wrote an order for the military discharge of one of her sons. On a special sheet of paper, he wrote full and detailed instructions as to where she was to go and what she was to say in order to get her boy back. In a few days, though, the doorman at the White House told the president that the same woman was again on hand, crying and taking on. And the word from the president again was, "Let her in." She told him this time that she had located her boy, his camp, his regiment, his company. She had found him, yes, wounded at Gettysburg, dying in a hospital. And she had followed him to his grave. So she begged, would the president now give her the next one of her boys? As before, he stood at the fireplace, hands behind him, head bent low, motionless. Slowly, and almost as if talking to himself alone, the words came. "I have two. You have none." He crossed the room to his desk and began writing. She followed, stood by his chair as he wrote. And she put her hand on the president's head, smoothing his thick and disorderly hair with her motherly fingers. He signed an order giving her the next of her boys, stood up, put the priceless paper in her hand, and emotionally choked out one word. He said, "There." And with long, quick steps, he was gone from the room as he heard her sobs and cries of thanks in his ears. It's no wonder that Abraham Lincoln was a president who became immortalized in the hearts of living America. He was a man of deep compassion. Honesty, sure. Integrity, seemingly unmatched. And compassion, just as though he were a man after God's own heart. And you know, that's really where all such things must be matched. No one has had more compassion than the Heavenly Father who gave his only begotten son. Sure, it was as though there stood Lincoln, arms outstretched, in the which there lay that lady's son. It was as though he were saying, "Here, I give him freely, no strings attached, that which you hold is priceless. It's my gift to you from the President of the United States." But even more beautiful than that, I see God, arms outstretched, in the which is his own son, not alive, but dead. And I see tears in that father's eyes, and the words, "I give him freely, no strings attached, except your love and obedience." You see, it's God who reaches with a broken heart for the one who's gone astray. For God so loved the world. You know the rest. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Got a question for you. What are you doing with Jesus Christ? What are you doing with Jesus Christ? I have a Bible study course. Yours free for the asking. More than 75,000 people have enrolled in this course, and in it is a study of just the Bible, God's own Son. Write me for this free non-denominational Bible study course. It's yours simply for the asking. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.